Thank you. Oh. Sorry, some technical difficulties there with the headphones.
What else is new?
Yeah, that's
welcome
true.
To another Radio Valencia Beyond All Limits with DJ Doug and DJ Little Hiss Muffet, and
yes,
another lovely evening of what's the technical difficulty
popcorn.
Du jour. And Doug
popcorn
just found a piece of popcorn, so I mean, I guess at least popcorn's like not like sticky.
Buttery, sticky, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
guy works at movie theaters.
I mean, it's not like they microwaved fish in here. It could
that's
be worse.
True, sticky on the
that's
mixer.
Like the, that's good. Like the ultimate like faux pas at work in the break room is microwaving fish.
Yeah.
I've done it because I'm a rebel.
I don't care. I like yeah. to smell fish personally. So I can't hear still nothing troubles here. Oh, there we go. That's better. We were just listening to Audubon.
Kraftwerk. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. I was kind of waiting to try to get one with the original cover in, but
yeah.
that one came in the clearance bin, and I'm like, you know, it's a clean copy for $4.99,
yeah,
so
do it.
Why not?
And then I haven't really listened to this Vanilla Fudge record, the Rock and Roll.
Yeah.
That sounds cool.
I know. I just got it again. It was, I mean, between the two of us, we have a lot of Vanilla Fudge.
Yeah.
And now that we cohabitate,
mm-hmm.
we have the blessing and the curse of
too many records.
Well,
almost too many.
Not enough. it's more like what do we have doubles of?
Yeah.
And that was one that actually neither one of us had.
Yeah.
So that was filling a gap.
Sometimes I get bummed that so many records I want that I don't have. But
yeah,
today I was just randomly going through a section. I was like, ooh, there's actually some good stuff in here. So
and where
my collection?
Oh, and yeah,
like, I think
right?
like there's so much I don't have, and I'm like, oh, you know what?
I know. That's why whenever people come over, I always ask them to pick out a record, because even though especially between the two of us, we have so many records, I tend to be in a rut and just listen to a lot of the same stuff.
Just
like I've been listening to Deep Purple Made in Japan like way too much, but that album
that's
is amazing. You know, so that's why it's
that.
Fun when other people come over, because it's like, yeah, they'll pick out something that I'm like, oh, I forgot I had this, or I haven't listened to that in so long, I forgot how good this album is. So
that's true.
It's nice to do that.
I love picking through people's collections at their house. It's so
yeah.
fun.
Yeah.
Except I'll pick something they don't want to hear.
But you learn a lot about a person by what they collect.
You do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've hightailed out of people's bedrooms.
Yeah. Well, was it John Waters or Hunter S. Thompson?
Waters.
That said, if you go to someone's house and they don't have books, don't fuck them. I think that was John Waters.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, words to live by.
So on that note, before that we heard Chocolate Watch Band from the Best of record No Way Out. That band really?
I don't know much. I know they're from here.
Oh yeah,
like early psychedelic. But it's kind of weird they have a best of album, because it's like, I mean, they were pretty underground. It's like, it's not like they had really like radio play or anything.
I think in the 60s, after you put out two records, they just gave you a best of, because it was just like what the studios did.
Yeah.
You know,
or you end up on one of those like Nuggets or Pebbles or Back to the
like
Grave
comps best of,
if you were like a band in the 60s.
Yeah, there's like a best of them, and there's like two.
If you weren't
records.
Good enough to have a best of, then you end up on Pebbles or Nuggets or Back from the Grave, which I
nowadays,
love those comps. Like this is not me complaining by any means. Like I own several of both of those series of compilations, and they're fantastic. But
yeah,
you know, some bands, it's like, maybe they're not good enough to have a best of, but they're good enough to be on a Pebbles comp.
Yeah. That's very true. Before that, we had Yes playing the opening of Freebird Suite from Yes Songs.
Man, yes. I mean, yeah, like, yes, girl, yes, about yes. Yeah, I mean, we were just talking about this earlier. I feel like they're a pretty underrated band. Like, they were so, like, they were very, like, progressive and experimental, but still in a very, like, approachable way, you know? Which, like, there, and yeah, there was, they were, like, they kind of fit in with, like, the late, you know, they started in 68, and they kind of
yeah.
fit in with a lot of, you know, the emerging hard rock bands of that era, but they still had their own, like, their progressive
mm-hmm.
style.
Yeah, no,
and,
it's early prog.
Yeah, like, or, yeah, very early, like, influential, like, considered pioneers of Prague. And, but again, still very listenable. Like, I feel like it, they're, like, they're kind of like the Prague band for people that don't like Prague.
Like, yeah, yeah. I mean, was the same thing for with like what's it, Jethro Tull too?
Jethro Tull, yeah, I love Jethro Tull. I sold a Thick as a Brick today and had a nice little bro down with the guy about that.
But then, like,
I mean, of course, they're most known for Aqualung, which is an amazing album. But I'm like, I mean, like, did Jethro Tull have a crappy album? Like, I don't know. I feel like everything I've bought and listened to from Jethro Tull, I'm like. I like it, but discuss.
I think later on, the Ian Anderson kind of took over and took out some crap. But
well, yeah. But that's, wait, yeah.
I was going to say, well, yeah, then there's like heavy prog like Genesis and ELP, but you know, that's for you, super nerds.
I haven't really done a deep dive into Genesis, but I know you like Genesis, so I guess you will have to take my hand and take me on a Genesis journey.
Oh yeah,
I'm taking you on the Yes journey because you said you don't know a lot about Yes. So
I get distracted.
This is the beauty of relationships, people.
Yes, yes. So I sometimes get distracted.
So you see what you did there? You just said yes.
Yes, yes. I look at the old. The message board, you know, something like that's been happening.
It's fun.
But this one's pretty funny. Sunday, 10 a.m., someone requested Rosalita.
Oh, shit.
From, Wild, the East Street Shuffle, Innocent East Street Shuffle album. And they said, dedicated to a bunch of my friends gathered at the Stone Pony in Asbury, celebrating Bruce Fandom today.
Aww. Hey, and you're wearing your Stone Pony shirt. Hell yeah. I saw a guy wearing a Stone Pony shirt at work the other day, and I was like, I just walked by him and I was like, hey, Jersey boy. And he was like, yeah. And I was like, Stone Pony rules. And I'm like, that was all we needed. That was like, we only needed to have that brief interaction to be like, just like, yeah, you and me, homie.
It's kind of like the shittiest, most famous club.
Yeah. Stone Pony.
All right. Anyway, get distracted there. Before that, we started the set off with a long track from Green Milk from the Planet Orange called Abraxas.
Oh, so good.
Their really cool split that came out, I think, last year. It's them and Fuckwolf, local band. And
Fuckwolf is awesome.
Yeah. That's a pretty good record. I recommend it. It's
and I told you, Eric cheap. Just came by and dropped off some really cool flyers. They have the best flyers.
Fuckwolf, yes, they do.
Yeah, Fuckwolf has the most beautiful flyers. I don't remember the name of who does their artwork for their flyers, but they're beautiful. Anyway.
Well,
Fuckwolf.
Sorry, I'm like kind of waking up.
I'm sorry, I'm distracting you.
No, you're fine. That's everything.
Oh yeah, that's where we start.
Somebody played Link Ray earlier. I'm sorry, I'm looking at the old postings. I can't even think straight.
Yeah, Link Ray is a classic. We love Link Ray.
Should we just get into another set, maybe?
I mean,
I'm babbling.
Yeah, I mean, it saves everyone from listening to my monotonous rambling. Yeah,
that's true.
Well, if you're listening to this on Monday, August 25th. Then DJ Doug and I just got married a little over a week ago on August 16th.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been married for 9 days.
Yeah, haven't killed each other yet.
Yet. We managed to put together an IKEA bed, and we're still married. So I think we got a good shot at this. So we brought in some music that was played at our wedding. Some of our favorite songs. Songs that we love that are special to us and our relationship and that we played at our wedding. And then if you are a regular listener of Beyond All Limits, then you are familiar with our regular guest of ours, Interdimensional Devlin, who we were very lucky, was able to manage a rift in space and come to our wedding and gifted us with a very beautiful song.
I have to put that later in the set because I got to cue it up.
It's on a CD, so we have to figure that out.
I don't play a CD here in a long time.
I don't even know how to do that, but we will figure it out so everyone can enjoy the musical talents of Interdimensional Devlin and that he was generous and kind enough to bestow us mere mortals with his otherworldly talents.
Yes.
So So yeah, stay tuned. Interdimensional Devlin original music from our wedding, and some of our other songs from our wedding, and just songs, our favorites, our songs. So yeah, let's.
Let's start with the build, just because then it's, you know, it works the way the flow, you know.
Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
No.
About Bill?
We can talk later.
You want to just do it?
We can thank Bill Arcot for playing.
Okay, we're just gonna start it and let you enjoy the mood, and then let you create your own opinion.
Yeah,
because you're an individual.
Yeah, and then we should talk today.
And then we'll come back and talk about it.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Enjoy.